sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Tonight, it's game on as the bowl season tips off on WGN Sports.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob!
The only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with the hometown call. Bulls, Knicks, the season opener. Tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It's 5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford next Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Sox Fest is underway. Everyone is excited about the monster offseason GM Rick Hahn put together, including manager Robin Ventura.
Rick's been able to pull off some things that you didn't see happening probably a year and a half ago. But like I said before, sometimes off seasons are kind of a hands dealt, and you don't know what you're going to be able to get out of it. And guys have to be able to say yes. You have to be able to get guys to say yes. So you get a Robertson, you trade for Samardzija, you get a Robertson. A Duke and a LaRose. Those guys have to say yes. It doesn't always happen that way.
Oh, and also Melky Cabrera. Ventura's full interview can be heard at mullyandhanley.com. Sox celebrated the 10th anniversary of the 2005 White Sox World Series champions during their opening ceremony with a video montage and many former players in attendance. Lawrence Holmes is 1 hour from his broadcast from Sox Fest, and we're going to be there throughout the weekend as well. To the north side, Dexter Fowler and the Cubs void arbitration, agreeing to a $9.5 million salary this year. The NFL issued a statement saying an investigation is underway on the Patriots for Deflategate. As information becomes available, the NFL promises to make it public. Since acquiring point guard Rajon Rondo from the Celtics on December 18th, the Dallas Mavericks have given up nearly 6 less points per 100 possessions. Oh, and they're also second in the NBA in scoring at 108 points per game. The Bulls need to keep up their mojo and keep it up from working last night's win over the reigning champs, the Spurs. Tip is in 2 hours. Jonathan Toews will have his choice of All-Stars to play for his team this weekend. The NHL All-Star Draft kicks off the festivities tonight from Columbus. And former Cub Ted Lilly is being charged with insurance fraud after allegedly damaging his RV and then not filing a claim until after he bought insurance on the vehicle. This scoreboard update is brought to you by WGN-TV. Join the Score's Barry Rosner and Bruce Levine, broadcasting live from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday from the Hilton Chicago during Sox Fest 2015. Sox Fest is fun for the whole family with interactive activities and autograph sessions with your favorite White Sox players. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station. Breaking Bears news and information, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boars at Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I will not rest until I can put this to bed completely. Somebody said this, and I said, oh, please tell me that's not true. He said, don't rule out Charlie Weiss as quarterback's coach. Oh, God, no. That ego in that position, I wanted to put away even the faintest possibility that Charlie Weiss thing could be real.
Would he take a quarterback's coach job? Remember, doesn't need the money.
Depends how desperate he is. I don't know. I can't
unless he's
answer for him.
$25 million. I mean,
well, he would be good.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh, wait. I do three and want to stab my
myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Rex Hupke, I think you might be on to something, that there is foreign skullduggery afoot.
I don't see how anyone like Tom Brady, who is that handsome, could look into a camera and lie, so I have to believe him. I don't believe Belichick is doing anything wrong, because he never does anything wrong. So something else had to be going on. I went to a Walgreens today, and I found a Wilson football. Now, that's the brand used in the NFL. And what was on the label, but made in China. So I think that's where we started seeing the, or that's where I started seeing at least the initial clues of some sort of foreign conspiracy here. If you suddenly don't see me around, please have them contact the Chinese, because I've likely been captured.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein, that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yes, feel the love. Feel the love, 504 on Friday. Oh, thank God. Can I just tell you something? And this is for the last call and everybody else. You know, and you'd be well-served to pay attention to this. And this goes way back to when I was a kid. I had a difficult time at times listening to people. I didn't do a very good job of it. I was always accused of not really listening, not paying attention when I should be. And this goes for teachers and my parents some, and just not really paying attention. And
law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about much younger.
If the stories are true.
More law enforcement. Okay.
Because eventually it was not listening to the sheriff.
That's correct. Okay. No, not the high sheriff. No, but, you know, not listening. And I found period of time that they are correct, because you're picking up little things that weren't really what you should have been picking up, just bits and pieces rather than the entire gist. So I learned my lesson, and I actually listened, because I didn't want to spend my entire time in school. Every day and every day after school and everything, I finally started to listen. And I would suggest the same for callers. If you listen, I mean really listen, you'd never take that last call we did. Nobody ever suggested anything. It's like you can't bring up anything that somebody else is writing about and discuss it without finding yourself guilty. And that comes from very simple, not listening, not paying attention. And I think as you go through life, you will find out that I would never hire your dumb ass unless you can do both. I would make sure to find out. I don't care what the job was. Listen and pay attention. That's always the job I had, and I don't think it's too much to expect that when you call up with some cockamamie premise that's absolutely false, you get hung up on it. Go, there they go again. No, it's not that. It's not that. You know, we say plenty of stuff that you can challenge us on.
Right, just make it something we said.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's all. So pay attention.
This thought from Teddy, who says, regarding that one guy trying to defend Jay Cutler who said he wasn't, he said in November, yes. Ron Jaworski said through 9 games, Jay Cutler led the NFL with at least 8 dropped interceptions. Considering he didn't exactly finish the year with a flourish, it's safe to assume he had as many awful throws last season as any quarterback. He had dropped interceptions right and left every game and always has.
He did, yeah.
He always has ever since joining the Bears.
Yeah.
I can't speak for what happened in Denver, but every game there have been, for the grace of God goes another pick.
Yep, correct.
Joe in Lake Forest, you're on the score.
Yeah, I missed most of the show, so maybe I'm not paying close enough attention. But did Bernstein get back on his meds today and stop pissing his buddies off?
Hmm? What's your question, Joe?
What's your question?
I said that Bernstein gets...
I'm right here. You can talk.
Yeah, talk to
Joe,
me.
Talk to me. Joe, talk to me directly.
I'm talking to you.
What's your question?
Are you back on your medicine and not pissing people off?
I'm always pissing people off.
Oh, shame on you.
Hang up on yourself.
Bye.
If a talk show host isn't pissing people off, that's a bad talk show host.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is you don't even have to go out of your way to do it.
No, if you have a strong opinion, yeah, people hate you.
Yeah, it's not very hard to do.
In Naperville, Dustin, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys, I had a question in regards to the Deflategate. Yesterday, I was listening to you guys, and someone had read that it's the referee's responsibility to check the balls. Now, during the game, if they would have realized that none of those balls were regulation...
They did. They took them out at halftime.
So, how come there's no penalty assessed at that time? Or I guess they don't... I guess what is the if they saw somebody on the sidelines actually doing something, then what could they have done? If they would have known or they would have seen some kind of evidence.
Well, that's why I think there'll be new rules written. There'll be new rules written to safeguard. That's correct. There are no rules written for them to do anything to them, to my knowledge. There will be now. There will be now. Yeah, they were taken out at halftime, so whatever happened in the second half was right over, you know, nothing to do with that. What was the score at half? Do you remember?
I don't.
It was bad, though, right? It's real bad. But yeah, I think that part of what we're talking about is they're going to redo the rule thing, too. However they do it, if they feel like that during a game, I'm sure there's going to be something done immediately. That's one of the things you're going to have to put in there.
This is Maddox Boy on the score.
Hey, guys. You know, I've been a teacher my entire adult life, and when people talk about how bad it is to inoculate your children against diseases, you know, I just tell them to look on their left arm above the elbow and see if they have a scar there. Terry, you've got one. Dan, you have one. I have one.
I do not, actually.
Smallpox.
I don't either.
I do not.
You don't have a smallpox?
I don't have, no, that little booster thing, like that little, I don't have one of those scars.
I see a lot of people. I always saw a lot of people with them. I was one of the lucky ones, but I was vaccinated. I do not have that.
You know, smallpox has been eradicated, and people need to go and look at the pictures of people with smallpox.
Oh, it'll be back.
You know?
I guarantee you smallpox will be back.
Being invited back.
Yep. People want it back, apparently.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, my parents' generation was the first generation to get antibiotics. And before there were antibiotics, if you got something like, say, scarlet fever, there was a pretty good chance it was going to kill you or permanently injure you or harm you. And, you know, today, with antibiotics, that's no longer an issue.
Yes, it
that
is.
People don't. Well, no, I just what I was going to finish. People don't finish using the course, which creates superbugs. You know, it's another reason why the world hates us.
Well, that's one reason why there are superbugs, but it's not the only reason. The mutation and natural selection, evolution, is creating superbugs for other reasons that are just getting past vancomycin in hospitals now for the first time. But not finishing the course is certainly an aspect of that.
And, you know, and because I teach, I'm surrounded by kids all the time. You know, it's my job. But I've noticed, even in my 28 years, an incredible increase in kinds of things that I never saw in the first 5 or 10 years, you know, of my teaching tenure. You know, people just need to get a grip, and they need to understand how important this is.
It's getting worse.
It's a public health issue.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
I thought you, don't your school, don't you have to have those documents of proof of vaccination before they get in school?
You do, but there are various waivers that are applied for, say, religious reasons or other reasons that, and
even
I'm
not, okay.
Every state's different.
All right.
The rules in every state are different. That's why California's got such a huge problem, because of the hippy-dippy idiots that think, oh, I don't want to put the toxin in my child. Or it's a mind-control drug. Okay, well, then you'll have a very sick child.
I would venture to guess that per square foot, there are more idiots in California than are any other state.
Well,
I would.
St. Charles, Mike, you're on WSCR.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Terry, you had talked about paying attention before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am so broke, I can't even afford to pay attention. That said, the whole Charlie Weiss thing, and I know you don't like him, but I think the Bears should hire him.
As quarterback's coach?
As positional quarterback's coach.
Why?
Every time Cutler throws an interception and he comes to the sidelines, Charlie gets to knock him down and put his big old butt on his face and get him some fresh air.
Just ridiculous.
It's not funny.
None of it was funny. I don't have an example of that because I've not been funny my entire life, so I can't help you there. But wow. Well, okay. Happy hour.
And the anti-vaxxers are out on the text
lines, too. Well, I knew they
would
be. They're after you. They can't
crazy.
Find me.
The anti-vaxxers are all out there saying that all the science is all wrong.
Yeah, we've held these things back for how long now, by the way, with the wrong science?
They know the truth, and mainstream science is wrong. And
doctors are all wrong.
It's only trying to pad the pockets of big pharmaceutical companies, and they won't allow their children to be pawns in that game.
They're all out.
You allow them to be sicker than dogs, though, won't you, with stuff you should never get. That's okay.
Unfortunately, allowing other people to be sicker than dogs. Yep. It's just, I mean, it's just everywhere. You wouldn't believe these texts. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, I've seen them before. I would believe it. That's why, see, I when we're in remote, I actually have most of the time I don't see the text, but I occasionally on remote I don't look at them then. I find the whole thing actually repulsive. So I mean, I'm glad you do it. I have no interest in ever doing it.
Linkin Park. This is Mike. He's on the score.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Quick question for you. I was wondering if you had any knowledge of what Charles Tillman was talking about in his recent tweet about possibly staying in Chicago, and I want to get your opinion on it.
No.
He recently tweeted out that
I saw the tweet. I have no idea what it is. But I
no idea what it is.
I don't think he's playing.
You don't think he's playing?
No, he can't play anymore.
All right. Well, that was my question.
And I also know that the team was concerned about keeping him around in the locker room because they thought that both he and Lance Briggs, as lovey loyalists, were a hindrance as much as any help. So it would surprise me if this regime wanted to keep him in the locker room.
Well, you know, I was recently in I was on the road in Detroit, so I wasn't able to catch your show when you know all these new hires happened. So, do you think with these new hires, there's any possibility that the Bears could be competitive next year?
There's a possibility, but I don't really think they're worried about next year. I think the dig out's longer than that. If it so happens that it turns around faster than expected, it could, because the NFL's weird, but I don't think that they're going to sacrifice smart construction to try to win next year.
All right. Well, you guys have a great week.
Okay. Thank you. Man. You too.
You don't, you could get some form of respectability again because of the coach, and maybe there are guys that are sort of hidden on defense or stuff like that that are going to be better and then all that. But you got a lot of questions on defense with guys being hurt. You don't even know who's wearing what they're doing. So we've been preaching this from the beginning. Don't worry about next year. Really. Don't worry about it.
This is City of Fools on the score.
Yeah, I think in terms of Cutler and the Bears, the best thing for the Bears next season is not to keep a quarterback that could even make them decent to mediocre. They need to take the hit early. They're not going to be any good next year anyways. Even if they don't have somebody to replace him, all he does is get you closer to being decent without getting anywhere else. And
well, they're not going to tank. Their strategy is not a tank strategy. They're not trying to lose as many games as possible.
I'm not saying they need to tank, but there's no reason to hang on to a guy that serves no purpose other than to make you more passable on offense. Well, what are you trying to achieve?
Well, then you're trying to tank.
I'm trying to find a replacement level quarterback.
Well, no, you're trying to tank. I mean, by your reasoning, that's a tank strategy.
I don't want to see him be. I don't want them to be good right off the bat next year.
So you're,
oh, don't worry about that. They're not going to be.
But as soon as you say as soon as you say you don't want them to be good, then you're tanking.
But why not have the financial flexibility in what would have been his year three?
That's different. See, that's my reasoning. My reasoning would be flush the bad money through the system faster. I think that makes a lot more sense than saying you're playing for a draft pick already, because I think it's a tough sell in a locker room for a new coaching regime that's trying to take over with some sense of purpose and authority to then be kneecapped by a tank strategy. I don't think that makes sense.
Yeah, and also trying to change the culture of a bad locker room.
Correct.
So you don't need that kind of nonsense. Let them do their job.
If it so happens they end up bad, you can live with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm fully expecting it.
But you're not trying. The reason for parting ways with Cutler would be a culture. Just trying. This is new. It's a new day.
Right.
Whatever's going on here, it's a new day.
And we don't necessarily want you with our new day.
You could do that, and then you're not saddling these new guys with any ghosts of the past.
Right. That's the way they may look at it. They very well could. They very well could. Not for tanking, but they very well could.
Yeah, they've been given absolute carte blanche to do what you have to do to try to win a Super Bowl as quickly as possible.
Yep.
The Boers and Bernstein Show. Brian Billick in about 20 minutes on The Score.
Listen to The Spiegel and Manilli Show, featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilli, 9-1 on The Score.
Tom Thibodeau, he's got to figure out another way to get them to play the kind of defense he needs, you know, without the way he's done his whole life, which is just practice more, practice harder.
They're aged and they're broken. You've got bad knees and you've got a higher age bracket on your team.
The Spiegel and Manilli Show, middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendola with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So the NFL hasn't finished its investigation into Deflategate, and it won't until after the Super Bowl. But should that be much of a surprise? They weren't going to overshadow the actual game with findings that the Pats were guilty of breaking rules this week. But then why did Troy Vincent, the NFL's executive VP of football operations, say it would be done by the end of the week earlier? Did the league realize this was way worse than originally thought? Did they not find what they needed and figured that more time they could dig up the bodies on the Pats? Or did Roger Goodell step in and want to throw body blocks for his buddy Robert Kraft? The only thing we know is that the NFL is once again embroiled in a controversy this season, which has been a season of controversies. And they haven't looked good in any one of them, the league or Roger Goodell. So here's assuming they'll just keep that tradition going. I'm DA.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at suburbantire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
This Sunday.
The Bears are coming! The Bears are coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the tray to Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty. Premieres Sunday at 9, 8 central on History.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to
the 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
And the winner is
such a high honor.
It is not sunk in yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artists take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We've said it many times. If you don't have one of those guys, you end up doing a radio show in Chicago on Friday nights.
Hey!
Which I love doing, by the way. And I would do even if I were a head
coach. That's Brian Billick from last week. He's after that was about, hey, Brian, what if in all this process you don't have a quarterback? You know, actually, he did all right without one. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Look forward to conversation with Brian in just a little bit. Always a nice way to close out our week, especially this week, because this week, I think crazy.
And here's an answer to that Charles Tillman tweet.
Yeah.
Charles Tillman apparently earlier today tweeted, and this I had seen. Bears fans, I just found out some great news that will benefit us all about me staying in Chicago. Ian Rappaport doesn't even have this news. And then Ian Rappaport tweeted him. And then he mentions the hotel chain where he stay. I stayed there the other day. They're giving me a discount. I will be in the city more often because of this smiley face emoticon.
Okay.
So that's all it was. It was a plug for a hotel.
All right.
So it wasn't anything about him playing or returning to the Bears in any capacity whatsoever. Joel is in Belvedere. He's on WSCR.
Or not. Joel? No Joel.
That's fine. Bill in Barrington. Hi, Bill. You're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question for you. Why doesn't the NFL just, have the refs change up the footballs? You know, one team brings out one bag, another team brings out another bag at the coin toss and says, you know what? We're going to switch bags here and see what happens.
No, they're going to they'll have a standard NFL game ball, and that'll be that. And there will be no bags and no team affiliated balls.
No touching the balls.
Right. No having your way with them before the game. Yep. It'll just be this is the ball that is used in NFL games, period, paragraph.
I like that. Thank you very much for taking my call, guys.
Thanks. I just think it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Just take this all out of the conversation.
Yep, and simple.
And you see, for the Super Bowl, Tony Medlin's in charge.
I saw that picture. Nice picture,
T-Med.
Tony
Med.
Yeah, buddy.
Equipment manager for the Bears and towering giant of a human being. Joe in Vernon Hills is on the score.
No argument.
Joe.
Hello, Dan.
Yes.
Gary.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, I had a comment. You know, when I don't know who it was exactly who broke the story first about Rod Marinelli asking his input on which of the candidates, you know,
right,
would be hired. My point is, I know whoever broke the story was protecting their sources, but it's a little disturbing that maybe things would have changed, would have been a little bit different if that story had been told earlier. I don't know that it would have saved the season, but maybe then a lot more people would have understood how, you know, things went off the rails.
How would telling that story have saved the season?
I'm not saying that it would have saved it, but I'm just saying a lot of people would have been more, or would have been woken up sooner that, hey, this is not the direction it was supposed to be going.
Right, but I don't know. I can't connect knowing that with the actual effect of knowing that.
I just felt like whoever, you know, broke that story was just piling on after the fact that Emery was fired. I guess that's my comment.
Okay, well, I can't speak for when something's published because you don't know when somebody got it or when they got to go ahead to be okay to use it. Sometimes it's conditional. I got a ton of stuff I can't use. I got a ton of stuff. So he says, don't say this, but here's what's going on. It's called on background. Just to inform you, just to give you a better idea. I mean, we all have things that we'd love to turn on the microphone and say or write.
I used to have them. I don't much have them anymore, only if I really seek them and I don't necessarily need to. But yeah, oh, the fun stuff was that.
Right, but sometimes there comes a time and a place where the embargo expires.
Yeah.
Or you call somebody back and say, remember that thing you told me about blah? Can I use that?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I always, you know, I've told stories that I probably shouldn't have told, but they're just too damn juicy.
I'm sorry. The story's too good.
I'm sorry.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford. White Sox Fest is well underway. The opening ceremonies were an hour and a half ago. They had introductions of the team overall, a video montage of the 2005 White Sox World Series victory, and they also introduced former players from that team. They're celebrating the 10th anniversary of those World Series champs. Manager Robin Ventura joined Mully and Hanley this morning and gave all Sox fans many reasons to enjoy Jeff Samardzija to the White Sox.
He grew up a White Sox fan. I think for our fans, they can look at a guy that's one of their own that used to sit in the seats and watch it. He's excited to get our uniform on and come out and play and have his family come out. And you know, it's kind of a full circle thing for a guy that you know, played sports his whole life going watching White Sox games. So I think that part of it just adds an extra little element to it that is fun. It doesn't always happen that way.
That full interview could be heard at mullyandhanley.com. Lawrence Holmes will broadcast live from Sox Fest tonight and will also be there throughout the weekend. Cubs avoid arbitration with Dexter Fowler. Center fielder will make $9.5 million this year. The NFL released a four-paragraph statement on Deflategate, basically saying the Patriots are under investigation and the NFL, and any new information will be shared to the public. Bulls and Mavs are 1.5 hours away from tip. The Mavericks are 30-13 on the year and second in scoring to the Warriors. The NHL All-Star festivities kick off tonight from Columbus with the All-Star Draft. Jonathan Toews will be in charge of one of those teams. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Stay on top of all of your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Great to have you today, Adam. Nice job, my friend.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
I know you love us.
That ain't true!
No, I'm serious.
Tanny, he does. He does love
come
us.
On.
Don't kid yourself.
Come on.
He does.
I loved it.
And you love us.
Jerk.
Next up on The Score is Jeff, and he's in his car. He's headed home, and he's talking to us. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. I know we talked about tanking already and how they're not going to do it this season, but I didn't know if a prospect like perhaps Andrew Luck coming up in the draft, if that was an option, if that was there, would that change the equation at all?
It's not.
I know it's not, but if there was something like that, or is that just the way the coaching staff's going to be?
I really don't think so. Jeff, I don't see it. I think the timing, in my opinion, and I haven't asked about it directly, but in my opinion, that idea of somehow concurrently introducing what you feel is going to be a veteran coach's winning culture over a team, yeah, and simultaneously working an undercurrent of hoping you lose and trying to stack the deck against your team is untenable.
No. Nope. And that guy's not there. I mean, even if you said, you know, I kind of, no, he's just not. I mean.
And it's football.
Yeah.
The guy could be there and you could draft him and he doesn't necessarily help you win. It's not right. Basketball.
Right.
Basketball, you could identify some giant man who's going to change your fortunes immediately. That doesn't happen in football.
And these spread quarterbacks are just difficult. They're tough. I mean, I don't know what I'm seeing sometimes. I know what I'm not seeing, but it's very, very difficult to find that guy. Then you say, oh, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is that Andrew Luck / architect doesn't come along very damn often. It's not like, oh, yeah, there's one of those. No, there's not.
That's why it was so special when it did.
Yep.
In Sacramento, your favorite place, California, Terry. It's Justin. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Real quick, before I get to my point, Dan, you might like this. I am a chef instructor, and in my cost control class, I was going over your product mix. You have high cost, high sales, low cost, low sales, whatever that.
Right.
And there's a dog, which is high cost, low sales. And my team was like, well, what would you consider that? And I said, any kind of Johnny Depp movie after the first part of the Caribbean. That's a dog.
Well, then what is a food item that's generally high cost, low sales? Are you talking about like a fresh fish that isn't going to last very long that would have to be sold?
Well, hopefully, if you're good at owning your restaurant and you're a good chef, it would be what's considered a workhorse because you're selling enough of that to generate enough revenue from it. It'd be any kind of product that just doesn't sell because it doesn't fit.
Okay. So, okay. Got it.
But the reason I'm calling is the whole thing about this deflated football gate or whatever you're calling it. I guess I don't understand why the NFL would be against this helping out quarterbacks when it's such a quarterback centric league, when we have all these rules for, you know, the penalties for hitting their quarterbacks later. If this helps a quarterback with throwing the ball, just removing some PSI.
Right. They're not against it. See, they're only against it because somebody got caught. The NFL has been winking at this forever.
Every quarterback has a preference. Every
right.
One of them.
This Justin has been an unspoken, off the books tolerance for this going on for years now. That they, of course, they love it. Of course, they love this idea of quarterbacks having customized balls to fit their skills because it helps them sell quarterbacks. Yeah, so they've been allowing it. Aaron Rodgers overinflation, the Patriots underinflation. We talked about Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl against the Bears when he noticed the rain coming down. He's got everybody scuffing up the balls so they're easier to grip.
Charlie Weiss overinflation.
Yeah, there's the actual answer is the NFL has long known and has tried really hard to not care. But now they're forced to care.
Now you have to care and act like, oh, we got a problem here. So I you know, I'm with him. That's what you want. You protect them like they're the Hope Diamond. So, you know, I mean, the rest of it, why? I don't see personally, I don't see what the big deal is about being comfortable with the ball you throw. I really don't.
As long as the other team is using the same one.
And I'm sure that, you know, I just have no problem with it.
I think it's going to be standardized, though. That's where we're going to be. Oak Forest, he's Keith. He's on the score.
Guys, I'm just trying to figure out why, if Tibbs always is a defensive coach, preaches defense, why does he continue to play Kirk Heinrich? Kirk cannot guard an athletic two. He sometimes actually had him on an athletic one. It is literally comical. It looks like me in a rec league.
No, it's not. That's an exaggeration. The reason why he trusts him, it's not just one-on-one defense. He trusts that he understands that he's going to be in the right place. And what makes him, it's missed assignments that make Thibs more angry than physical struggles in a matchup.
Well, one point I'm just saying here was watching the game last night, San Antonio, and he gets in, he's guarding Green, correct? He is, you don't let Green shoot a three. Heinrich's on Green. What does he do? He drops down for some reason to try to help on Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan kicks it out to Green. Green hits a three. So what I'm trying to say is if he's so-called into Tibbs' system, I just can't. I don't see it, and I don't think he athletically can compete anymore.
Well, his struggles offense. I thought you were talking about his offense. I mean, because his struggles offensively have been very clear. He hasn't been shooting well.
All right, we need to take a break, and hopefully when we come back on Boers and Bernstein, Brian Billick will join us. We want to hit this nice and early so we get a chance to visit with him, because I'm telling you something, this year he has been really good.
And he will be again next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
I think that dude is pretty good.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Jillian.
How you doing?
First-time homebuyer. Contacted a few banks after she purchased her home, but was confused and overwhelmed, so she called her father for advice. Her father told her to stop wasting time talking with bankers that don't know what they're doing and to call David, because he's the only lender he trusted to help her secure a mortgage. David explained the home buying process. He broke down the costs associated with purchasing a home and answered all of Jillian's questions. David also called Jillian's father to personally thank him for the referral and assured him he would personally handle his daughter's home buyer. David appreciates all referrals, but as a father of three girls, it's extra special when parents trust him to help their kids when they're in the market for a mortgage. David's the guy to call if you need a mortgage. So if you want this type of honest advice from a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David at 312-896-2111. 312-896-2111. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon and a.m. 890. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Remember all those VHS movies and home videos that you love but can't watch anymore? With a VHS to DVD converter from SalesBreak, you'll be able to watch all your favorite movies. The device lets you capture high-quality audio and video through your PC's USB port. The movies can also be saved to your hard drive so you can have them for life. Buy this week on CBS Local Offers for just $12. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this tremendous deal at offers.cbslocal.com.
The CBS.
GPS Chicago weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Want amazing results in 21 days? Then all you need is celebrity trainer Autumn Calabrese's 21-day fix. Achieving your fitness and weight loss goals has never been faster or simpler. Simple fitness, simple eating, fast results. Call us today at 800-399-1349 to order 21-day fix for just 3 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today and you will also get 4 free gifts as well as our 30-day money-back guarantee. If you want to try 21-day fix now, call us at 800-399-1349.
Hey, sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
We've said it many times. If you don't have one of those quarterbacks, you end up doing a radio show in Chicago on Friday nights.
Hey!
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 5:45, he is indeed back for more on Boers and Bernstein.
You watch him on the NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Billick. He is here because of SeatGeek.com. As I know, it's a busy week for SeatGeek.com, headed up to the Super Bowl. And Brian Billick joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Hello, Brian.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. All right, what do you make of this week's kerfuffle with your deflated balls? Well, not yours in particular, but what's been happening? I mean, people are going crazy with some of this stuff.
You know, it's amazing. It's and it's fascinating to listen to. At face value, I will say the deflating or inflating of the balls, the impact it has on the game, really is negligible. More to the issue is and I'll be honest with you, until this week, I didn't know there was a race. I didn't know the balls were supposed to be inflated between 12.5 and 13.5 PSI. I kind of assumed there was a range because you spend all week scuffing up the balls and getting it comfortable for the quarterback, but I didn't know there was a legal range to be in between. And so that was news to me. So was it a tangible effect on the game? No. But at the end of the day, there's such a thing as tax avoidance and tax evasion, right? We all try to avoid legally and minimizing the tax burden we have to bear. But there is tax evasion. This clearly, if that's the rule and there were active steps to circumvent that, then that's very serious.
When you say you just scuff up the balls, and what we're hearing anecdotally is that the league was kind of cool with teams, for the most part, customizing the footballs to fit the preferences of the quarterback, this is just a case where it probably went a little far. Would you agree?
I would. I don't want to minimize it because at the end of the day, you have to be a league of rules, and everybody has to adhere to those rules. Now, you've got to remember the progression. It used to be they had the quarterbacks playing and the balls came out, and they were brand new, and they're too slick. There's a veneer on them.
Right.
So and the quarterbacks were complaining. Plus, they were complaining that the kickers were kicking their quarterback balls. So we said, okay, we'll separate. We'll have K-balls, for the kickers, and they do them too. They put them in dryers, mm-hmm. and inflate them, and this, that, and the other, and do whatever they want to do with them. And then the league says, okay, well, we'll have parameters for that, and otherwise you can do what you want. Quarterbacks, you can rub them down all you want and scrape off the veneer and get them all comfortable during the week, because we want the quarterbacks to perform well. That's what this league is about. And then, but we'll put this, now that I'm aware of it, this range for inflating, because we don't want to be excessive with it. Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, everybody does that. And the fact that this was so identifiably below that range, and to the degree that it was, then clearly that's not right. And the attempt to deceive and to go outside the rules of the league can't be tolerated.
What do you think of the Bears coordinators? Because since we last talked, Gase has come in and joining John Fox once again to run the offense, and the well-respected Vic Fangio is going to be in charge of the Bears defense.
Well, Vic was with me in Baltimore. Vic Fangio is brilliant. He's as good a defensive mind as there has been in this game. John Fox is a great move on his part. You got to have players, even Vic. Well, you know, and mm-hmm. that's the strength of Vic as well. He'll call you out and go, no, this guy can't play. I don't care how long he's been here. This guy can't play. We need to do better. And we'll do a great job with it. And Case, obviously, the question is everybody had to have going in is, okay, can you duplicate what you did in Denver without Peyton Manning? Because in case y'all had noticed, you don't have Peyton Manning.
You know, it's interesting because you say that about looking at these players, and, you know, sometimes a new set of eyes means better things for the players. Maybe some of the abilities that we didn't see from them, Brian, maybe there's some guys in this roster that can play. I mean, I don't know if I have a feeling one way or the other about it, but I think that's the general consensus around there with Vic Fangio and John Fox running it. You're going to get the best. Whatever the best is from what you have now, you'll get it. And if it's not, you'll be gone and they'll move on to somebody else.
Well, I'll tell you this about Vic Fangio specifically. Specifically, and I just said, you know, you got to have better players. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever he ends up with through draft and free agency and whatever moves they make to improve the defense, everybody recognizes they need to revamp that roster, particularly defensively. He'll find the best things for those players. He will find the appropriate role. He's not going to put players in roles they're not comfortable with. He's not going to ask a guy who's not capable of playing press man to play press man. He's not going to ask a linebacker that's not capable of spot dropping or is not capable of a speed rusher off the end. He's not going to put them in positions where they can't perform what you're asking them to perform. He'll find a role for everybody on that defensive roster.
We've had a lot of questions about John Fox's style, and I think you could probably provide some insight there in that while Fox did come up on the defensive side of the ball, he is more of an executive head coach than others, where he doesn't sit in a film room and micromanage the defense, where he lets his coordinators coordinate, and then on game day he's responsible for it all, but you don't see him running around digging into the play calling like other head coaches might do, depending on where they came from. So what should a fan think when they ask, what is this guy doing now?
Well, just watch the Super Bowl, because you got two guys masterfully doing the same thing. First off, you can't minimize just how much effect and how much they are involved with the offense and defense. They are, okay? But they have people they trust to orchestrate and strategize the game plans, and they manage the overall game. And you're going to see two coaches that do that masterfully on Sunday, and you ought to feel good that you have a coach that does that in Chicago now. Because I'll go back to the last game with Seattle and Green Bay, and Mike McCarthy is as good a coach as there is. He's a brilliant play caller. I don't think he gets his due for that, and he's been an outstanding head coach. But mm-hmm. the game last week against Green Bay and Seattle clearly came down to one coach that is truly the head coach and orchestrates the coordination between offense, defense, special teams, and how that game had to lay out, versus one that does the play calling. And I don't care who you are and how competent you are, when you're in that primary role, there are things that are going to escape you in the management of the game.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was one of those things, Brian, where, you know, obviously one of the, I don't know how you would categorize that game, one of the great games I guess you've ever seen, just weird the way it happened. But the Packers seemed like they were in, even though, you know, you're right about his play calling, everything about the guy and the court, all of it. But they were just doing odd things, like they weren't really being aggressive. They stopped being the Packers. I don't know what they were doing. But they, you know, we have that interception, and the all 22 showed that Morgan Burnett could have run all day. And yet he happily falls down. I mean, I just don't, you know, there's a lot of things that happen to coaches and so forth in those kind of situations, and I don't know if you learn anything by it, but it just didn't seem like the Mike McCarthy we've seen in action all these years.
I agree with you, and I made the comment afterwards on Total Access was that if you want to call Mike McCarthy at 3 o'clock in the morning for the next 3 and 4 months, go ahead and do it because he's going to be up.
Ouch.
Because I promise you, he's going to be rerunning this game every night and is not going to sleep well for the next 3 to 4 months because of the missed opportunity, any one of the things that might not have happened that would have put him in a Super Bowl.
Brian, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Take care, Brian.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
All right, we're going to get the hell out of there and send it over to Lawrence at Sox Fest, and I think Rick Hahn is coming up right away, is he not?
I think so.
The man who put this together, and we will see what happens. Quick thank yous.
Rex Hupke and Brian Billick.
That's all you really need every day, isn't it? Begin with one and end with the other. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola, best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill, and our interns, Tommy Guns and Tony Fish. We thank you. We will do it all over again on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Lawrence Holmes at Sox Fest coming away along with Rick Hahn. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Tonight, it's game on as the bowl season tips off on WGN Sports.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob!
The only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with the hometown call. Bulls, Knicks, the season opener. Tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Tomorrow.
The Friends are coming! The Friends are coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the tray to Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty.
I want to see your face! Beard black!
Premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to
the 57th Grammy Awards.
And the winner is
such a high honor.
It is not sunken yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. February 8th, only CBS.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded,